Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, beautiful listeners. I hope you are all well and healthy. I am love, I am loving, and I am lovable, and so are you. Thank you for joining me during this pandemic time on our planet. I send you love and much, much health. This is Jude Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addictions. Today, we're going to be focusing on COVID-19 and answering the question, what would it look like if we were handling COVID-19 from a spiritual perspective? Many of us have forgotten that we are love, that we were created by a loving creator. And I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God, but there are many names for it, like Source, All That Is, Supreme Being, Universe, Higher Power. Many have also forgotten that we are creators too. Why have we created addictions? Well, they're a magnificent tool for learning, and so is the coronavirus. Here in this third dimensional world, we've chosen to learn to experience life through polarities like hot and cold, night and day, male and female, health and coronavirus. I believe that we are all looking for love, mainly because of our loss of our connection to our source, our God. Often we look for this love from our families, and we don't get it because they can't give us what they don't have. And this leaves a mark on us as kids, and we start thinking that there's something wrong with us. Well, I know for certain there is no thing wrong with any of us. My wonderful, beautiful friend, Sharon Ann Wyckoff, joins me today as we share our views on spirituality and coronavirus. Sharon and I have partnered in several shows, she being in Nevada and I in Florida. Yay, yay, Sharon. Just like addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, COVID-19 is encouraging us to be who we really are, magnificent creators with love. So let's get to the loving Sharon Wyckoff. And here is some information about her. Sharon Ann Wyckoff is a parent of three grown children. She's a former elementary teacher, a piano teacher, a student of life and living for over six decades. She has had a deep, conscious longing to understand the meaning of life since childhood. She also feels that everything that arises is her teacher. Presently, COVID-19 is presenting many challenges as well as opportunities for us individually and collectively. Sharon says our Mother Earth is speaking to us, and she asks, what is her quest, or what is her message to you? So let's listen and hear her cry and her call and respond with love. For 5 years, Sharon has been a student of Sat Sri, an enlightened teacher. She's most grateful for his teachings, his trainings, and transmissions, and feels he's been able to guide her on her spiritual journey in ways that have truly made a difference in her life. She has brought joy of piano to both young and old for 5 decades. And today, she offers piano lessons on Zoom. And you can visit her at www.theartofteachingpiano.com. And Sharon, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please say hi to the group. Sharon?
I'm right here speaking. Can you hear me?
We could not hear you. Would you please do it again?
Of course.
Say whatever you...
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes.
Oh, this is very strange. I haven't moved, and so we are experiencing some of these challenges that we're talking about. Jude, it's a delight to be with you on your radio show, and I just think addressing what is happening today is just crucial for all of us to really try and see a different perspective than what we're experiencing. So thank you for your show and for inviting me to join you.
And thank you for joining us. So I'm going to go right in, and please feel free to interrupt, make your comments whenever you feel like it. First of all, I would like to remind everybody listening that you are a creator. You have a God spark within you, and you are creating. What the coronavirus has done for us, I believe, is freed up our time. The busyness that we have just been engrossed in this country, and in many countries for that fact, and it is allowing new beginnings. With new beginnings, we have endings. So it'll be interesting to see what endings are going to occur as a result of COVID-19 that do not meet the spiritual perspective. And with our new beginnings, we have a lot more time to be with families and loved ones. We have time to meditate, to cook, to exercise in our homes, and to relax, because we don't have to be in that crazy traffic that most of us participate in. Is there anything, Sharon, that you want to add to what I just said?
I just love what you're bringing up, Jude, because it just addresses this issue. It took me a few weeks to go beyond the physical challenges of COVID, looking at the deaths that are going on, the health issues, and to go within and to see the changes happening in my family and around. And I think because some of us have been on this path of introspection for many years, it took us a shorter time. But I think for many people, it's going to be a longer process to see the benefits that this is bringing to the planet. One of the things that I am seeing with my children is that there's time. You know, they're no longer working that 9-to-5 job for the most part, and they're able to be with their families in a whole nother way. And so these little things are really beautiful, but at the same time, it's such a shift from our old way of being that it's going to take different amounts of time for different people to see the shift in a different perspective. So shows such as yours are going to bring this to the light, and I just think it's so important to bring this into the conversation.
Thank you for your feedback, and I agree with everything that you said. And on your shows, you're doing the same thing. So yay, COVID-19, for what you're teaching us.
It's so true.
It is, and I would like... Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say it really brought it to mind when I was outside a couple weeks ago and again this weekend. And my friend is a wildlife biologist, and she heard a bird singing that she's never heard, and she's lived in this area for 4 years. It was a robin with mating call. And
wow.
I think there's been a shift because, you know, there's just less pollution. There's the chemtrails seem to have stopped so much here. And nature is coming out, and I'm noticing this in so many ways. The sounds of nature have returned, and that in itself, I think, is just such a beautiful thing to notice.
That's a great point. And I actually have somebody in the chat room, Bob, who is saying that he is really enjoying the increased silence because he hears all of nature more clearly, and he lives on the water. So that's a perfect validation, definitely.
It's beautiful to hear that he's saying that, because I think when we voice these things, it makes it more real for us. And the more people hear it, and just as you say, we hear somebody else speaking about this, and then it brings out an awareness in us to be more in the present moment, so we can really see what's happening. So yay, Bob, thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, yay, Bob, to you from me, too. Another thing that I would really like to point out is that we are not being punished by God with COVID-19. A lot of people believe that. And as I said earlier, with endings come new beginnings. And what if we really are experiencing the end of the world as we know it, and it's time to simply be?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be...
You know,
go ahead.
Yes, wouldn't that be amazing? Such a shift.
It would be, you know, because there have been all these predictions about the end of the world coming now, and... Yeah, I mean, we're being forced to do less work, which is helping us stay centered and have free time. I know for me, I've been going to the hot tub every single day, and that really helps me take care of my physical body and release some of the emotional stressors that are just floating around in the air from people who are really upset and worried that COVID-19 is going to kill them.
Yes, relaxing is so important, and taking time out just to be instead of do. And that's a wonderful way that you have found to do that, Jude. So important that we find those periods of silence. And for the new person to this idea too, it may take time for them to learn to be with themselves, because in our world, the focus has been outward for so long. So just taking time to be inward and to be with what's going on is a process in itself.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Another thing that I think is so wonderful about what COVID-19 is doing for us, it's forcing us to stay home and hopefully to eat healthy. Because when we prepare our own food, a lot of times we do it much healthier than we would if we're going to a restaurant or opening up a can, something like that.
Absolutely.
Yes, I know you know that. I know you that you know that that's true. I actually have another caller, and I believe that it's Bob. So I'm going to open up so we can hear what he has to say.
Perfect.
Bob, is that you?
Hey, good day.
Hi.
Good day, ladies.
What would you like to share with us?
Yeah, it is an interesting time, but as an empath, energetically, the feeling I'm getting from the COVID thing, it's just, it's a tool designed to keep people in fear, which is a lower energy level. And this came to me recently, is that the sheep are so terrified of the wolf that they don't realize it's the shepherd that will be eating them.
Oh, is that good? That's wonderful. And as you say, fear, I have David Hawkins' map of consciousness. I've referred to it many times. And he talks about vibration. And you mentioned fear, Bob, and fear vibrates at 100 when love, joy, and peace vibrate at between 500 and 600. So, yeah, let's get out of the flock of sheep and become our own person to recognize that COVID-19 is causing a lot of unnecessary fear for people, definitely. And that's another thing, too. Stop watching television and listening to the statistics of COVID deaths where you live. That is just ridiculous if you're trying to keep yourself.
Well, here in Australia, in 2017, I think 1,137 people died of the flu. Now, typically in Australia, the deaths from flu are somewhere between 1,500 and 3,000. So far, COVID has managed to claim 70 lives. So 70 versus 1,400. So, you know, the numbers show that it's just, you know, another flu, and it's not as bad as the ones that we've had in the past. It's just that people are just buying into the collective panic. And what I'm trying to promote is, collective community, collective growth, you know. I used to work on the
group. Thank you for those statistics. When we stop fighting COVID-19 and being afraid of it and send it love, we transform it. And I know that works because here in southern Florida, where we have had several hurricanes, when we group together collectively and we send love to the hurricane, we disperse it, and it doesn't do the damage that we were told it was going to do. So,
you'll have to come over here. You'll have to come over here because I live in a cyclone region, and in 2017, Cyclone Debbie came through and destroyed my home, my boat. It just picked it up and threw it at the land. So,
she sat on us
for about 2 days in a transit. But it was an amazing experience to see Mother Nature in her most bold and brassy. And I think my final point is that for me, nature is nurture. And I have an amazing immune system, and I'm doing everything I can to use natural remedies just to reinforce my own immune system. So I'm out in the sunshine, in the fresh air, getting exercise by mowing the lawn with my push mower. And because I'm in a high risk category, I'm 68 and I smoke too much and drink too much. But there's no fear in me. There's no fear in me because I know the human being is awesome. It's just that most people have forgotten that, you know. Here's a funny one.
Oh, Bob, I love hearing what you're saying, Bob, on so many different levels. You just have really, you come from a point of view that is so important. You know, I just, yes, absolutely. Getting rid of the fear, love versus nature, and doing, helping your own immune system. Good for you.
Well, here's a funny one, and I'll close with it because I don't want to take it up on what you've got to share. But in 2005, I had made a conscious decision to go totally barefoot. Prior to that, every year, I'd get every bug going around, you know, colds, flus, whatever was going around, I got it. I was like a magnet for bugs. But since 2005, I haven't had a sniffle. Huh. I haven't had a sniffle.
So anybody
amazing?
Who's worried about COVID-19 right now, take your shoes off, right?
Yeah,
you know,
take your shoes.
Yeah, we had, in our household, we had a conversation about this just two nights ago. And there are lots of mechanical things you can buy to help you ground. But the last thing we were talking about was walking on the dirt. And so one of our friends who was ill actually did take her shoes off and went out to our greenhouse where there's really great dirt and started walking on the ground. It's so important to get back to these basic truths that we know of how to take care of ourselves and tuning within rather than without. So great points. And I know it's not the time, Bob, but another time I would love to hear that if you, whether or not you really did have some new awarenesses and things happen after you lost, difficult. But it's my experience. I have a son with cerebral palsy, and it was devastating when he was born. But the joy that he's brought into our family and the joy he brings to life is unbelievable. So I think there always is something that Mother Nature, our world mother, shows us from these difficult times.
Yeah, I agree. I believe that.
And I agree, too. That's really what we're doing on this show.
Yes.
Did you have something
noticed,
you wanted to?
Yeah, I'll just finish with this. I've noticed that during my life, the further mankind moves away from nature, the more corrupt our society has become.
Yes.
Interesting.
Along that line, I'd love to share something with you if I can, Jude and Bob.
Oh, please
and our
do.
Listeners. The reason I just so appreciate my teacher, Satchari, is that he can see beyond what many of us can't see. And the other day he was in a state and saw that Mother Nature had been empowered to really take back
Sharon, we lost you. Sharon, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
We lost you. We didn't hear anything you said, so would you like to say that again, please?
Sure. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you beautifully.
Okay. One of the things that I really appreciate my teacher, Satchari, is that he can see beyond what most of us can see. And the other day he was in a state and he saw that Mother Nature, the world mother, has been empowered to really take back her power and to stop the devastation that's going on the planet. And if you just think about this one thing, the COVID-19 has stopped planes, has stopped transportation, has stopped the outward movement. And so this is a beginning of going back to ourselves, going back to nature to see how we need to each individually.
I think we lost you when you started to say each individually. I'm clicking on your microphone, hoping I can get you back. Would you do what you need to do on your end, too? And I love when you talked about transportation, and I'm hoping that this means pretty soon, if I want to go somewhere, I'm going to be able to fly. Wouldn't that be nice for all of us?
That would be wonderful.
Oh, you're back. You're back. Thank you. You're back. Okay.
Yeah, I can't.
Did you
want to
add anything else?
No, I can't depend on my microphone. So really, please just carry on.
Okay. Well, we really only have 4 more minutes. So, what I think COVID-19 has done for us also is, because we do have, our time has been freed up, we have time to pray. We have time to visualize. We have more time to intend and to make a difference, because we're the ones that are going to change this. We ask for God's help, but we, by our behaviors and our thoughts and our feelings, we are the ones who are changing this also. And I'd like to end with just kind of one last thing, and that is, our time has been freed up so that we can clean, which I have not done yet, but to really clean and reorganize closets, let's say. And it's really a metaphor of cleaning our own minds out so that we are ready for what's going to happen after this pandemic is over with. Would you like to end with something, Sharon?
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you. Yes, yay.
Oh, wow, an ending thought. I just appreciate the conversation. I'm so glad that Bob called in to share. I just invite, I guess, our listeners to see with new eyes, perhaps, hear with new ears, and think differently than we have before, because this is an opportunity for us to take back our powers. You say we are creators, Jude, and to just see things new. It is a new beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Well, that was weird. Did you hear that double talk or not? Or maybe I'm the one that heard that. So I am asking all of you listeners to please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, and please remember the true, magnificent, powerful, creative, beautiful you. And here are some questions for you. What if you stopped validating other people's reality? What if you lost your capacity to judge, blame COVID-19? What if today you became grateful for the new opportunities that you're being given? And do you think your life might be more joyful? So everything that you have done to make yourself wrong and to make this pandemic wrong, will you now destroy and uncreate it and step into the love that you truly are? I send you love in a day full of new realities, and I know that you do also, Sharon, and you do too, Bob. Please stay beautiful. And with that, I am going to say goodbye.